This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And in front of the wall is Liriano. And that is the ball game. So the Giants put a charge into a couple, but it's not enough. And this one really was all about too much Nick Bavetta and not enough Giants offense.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. The Padres get it done yesterday in San Diego to even up this series at a game apiece. Kaiwei Tang gets the L there. What did Chasky say? Poor Kaiwei Tang. Poor me for having to watch it if I'm a Giants fan. As he only goes 3 1/3 inning. Pivetta goes 6, 3 hits, and earned a run, 10 Ks. But it's not what we're going to get into today, fully. We can discuss it a little bit, but you know what? As far as I'm concerned, the Giants, they're going to have to earn the right for us to discuss them. Now, there are some little tidbits as I have the host of the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap joining me today. Shasky out, but we've got the magnificent, the stupendous, the beautiful, and I say beautiful because look at that hair, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sam Lubman in the building.
Poor Kaiwei Tang.
Stop. Don't play that ever again. I don't want to hear poor Kaiwei Tang. Stop it. Stop. Poor Jung-Hoo Lee, quite frankly. How about that? He's the only one that's hitting anything lately. You might be your best player since the All-Star break. Jung-Hoo Lee. Sam, who is much maligned, making too much money. A lot of Giants fans want him gone. He's synonymous with Farhan Zaidi. But I say good morning to you. I say good morning to Carter. I say good morning to Matt Nahagian, whoever he is, and all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. We have a lot to get into today. It is National Radio Day, so happy National Radio Day to everyone that's listening currently to the radio. However you listen to us, you can listen to us on YouTube. You can listen to us via the Odyssey app. But we do love the old-fashioned way, too, Sammy. And at one point today, we are going to go down memory lane and how we both got into radio and kind of our affinity for it. Because at the end of the day, we're radio people. It ain't dying, folks. It ain't dying.
Yeah, hello there, Spadoni. And a lot to get into today, for sure. And yeah, it is kind of cool that it is National Radio Day, obviously, if all of us here being in the radio industry, we're all a bunch of radio nerds, so we're all going to get super nerdy with our radio love today. And no, I am going to say it, man. Just poor Kaiwei Tang.
Oh.
It is. No, here's, again, as we talk about the Giants losing 5-1 to the Padres, back into the losing ways, 2-game winning streak. Hey, maybe they're turning around. No, that was never the case. Kaiwei Tang, I don't know if he's a starter. You know, he's filling in for innings right now because the Giants just don't have options, and God bless him. He's going out there. He's battling as hard as he can. He grinded through it last night. 3 1/3 innings, but the pitch count was just too high. Padres wore him down. It's just, you know, that's just what he is. He's filling in right now, and I think he's probably more suited for middle relief at some point in the future. So That's kind of everything I have to say about Kai Wei Tang.
And that's all I got to say about that.
That is all I have to say about that.
Poor Kai Wei Tang.
Oh, my God. Well, it's funny. Now, after listening to Steiny the other week, I guess saying that he's never seen Forrest Gump and everyone was, like, all up in arms about it and going nuts, I can't, like, get away from Forrest Gump references. So whenever he said that, that's all I got to say about that. Life is like a box of chocolates. All of it. Even yesterday, I was picturing Baldy when he was on with us. Brian Baldinger joins us each and every Tuesday. He's super into ping pong. I just pictured Forrest Gump playing ping pong. I wonder if Steiny has yet to see it. I know he's out this week, but maybe during his week off, he got to watch it either on a flight or at home.
If there's one thing Steiny's doing during his off time, it's watching movies.
It's watching Forrest Gump right now. It's probably a documentary.
He's probably going out of his way to not watch Forrest Gump just to spite us.
He's watching documentaries about ancient Egypt or something like that. By the way,
that's actually kind of interesting.
Actually, no, it is, because my little guy, young Benjamin, he's been in it lately. You know, he's got a little iPad, so, like, we get some screen time for him occasionally, and he likes to watch, like, these, like, National Geographic for kids stuff, so he's been watching some, like, documentaries, and I went down the rabbit hole with him. I was just driving him to a doctor's appointment the other day. He's just in the back seat going off about chambers that are deep and buried inside of pyramids, King Khafre, King Tut, and he's going through the entire lineage of all these. I was just like, dude, are you serious?
He's going down some rabbit holes here.
I was, like, legit impressed. And not to say, like, I'm not impressed by my kid. I love him. He's 5 years old. He's crushing it. He's in kindergarten. He's doing great. But I was.
Shout out, Benny.
I was like, dude, you're smarter than me. This is great news. He inherited some of the mom genes, not the
dad
stuff.
That's the reason I get pissed.
It's great. I was a horrible student. Just awful. Not that I was, like, dumb, but I just.
I didn't pay attention. That was my thing.
I just didn't care. It was just a bad thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like elementary school. Like, all the things you learn there, like adding and subtracting, that's once you learn how to add and subtract in elementary school, you're good to go. Everything else is completely pointless, kids.
Once I'm checked out, I'm checked out. And unfortunately, that was the case a lot when I was younger. As I'm talking to the youth of America getting up for school right now, kids, go to school, pay attention, don't be like me, okay? That's my PSA this morning.
Otherwise, you'll be hosting a morning radio show.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, just...
That should motivate you.
Yeah, that should. Exactly. There you go. Talking about Kai Wei Tangs of the world. Go be a doctor.
On National Radio Day.
Don't be Joe Spadoni. Go be a doctor out there. Go be an archaeologist. Go dig up ancient pyramids. But the only thing that did piss me off, by the way, as I'm talking about this, and we'll get back to sports, I promise, but... Benny was like, yeah, you know, I was also listening to this documentary, Dad. That's what it's called, right? Documentary. And then they were talking about maybe aliens helped the pyramids. I was like, all right.
So it begins. Like,
where'd you find
so
this?
So it begins.
I was like, okay. And then I actually looked at Jay. I was like, all right. Like, don't, just because we can't explain something, Benny, don't think it's aliens automatically. So whatever you're watching, take it with a grain of salt.
That's what I got. Love to hear his rebuttal for that.
I got a little upset about it.
But, Dad, how do you know it's not aliens?
Well, he just said...
Can you factually prove that with cited sources?
No, he said, what do aliens look like, Dad? What do they look like? I was just like, no one knows what they look like.
He's watched Star Wars. Just pick one of them.
No, it was just... The whole thing, it got me very troubled for the future youth of America, because we're listening to the Joe Rogans of the world and all that. Not to say it was the Joe Rogan podcast, but I was just like, oh, my
Benny's
God.
A big Joe Rogan guy.
Ancient aliens for 5-year-olds now. What are we doing? But 888-957-9570. Thank you. That's the number to get involved. That's Sam Lubman. He's in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. We would love your participation today. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Giants fall yesterday. 5-1 the final. We got the final week of preseason action for the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday. Hopefully we get to see Mykal Williams, the first round pick out of Georgia this week for the 49ers. I'm hoping, because right now we need people to step up on that defensive line. Could it be Mykal Williams? Could it be Alfred Collins? Could it be CJ West? Well, a lot of these guys are hurt or not stepping up, and that is a major problem. Speaking of hurt, that is the entire backfield of the running back position for the 49ers as well. Because Patrick Taylor Jr. going on the season-ending IR. What's going on with Garendo? Is Jeff Wilson Jr. is your number two right now? Jeff Wilson Jr., really? Who was like the sixth man on the depth chart like last week? That guy?
I didn't think he was on the depth chart last week.
I think he showed up last week.
Thank you.
That says all you need to know.
How bad is it getting? So I have Matt Maiocco, 49ers insider for NBC Sports Bay Area here, does a great job covering the Niners. He's one of the most plugged-in guys here. The other day, he wrote a list of all the 49ers who are injured in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, my God.
There are 26 names on this list. You could field a full offense and defense with some reserves left over just with all the guys who are injured for the 49ers right now. And Spinoni, he released this list on Monday. Since then, Mac Jones is now part of this group. And it's just...
What? The quarterback? How did he get hurt?
The backup quarterback. See, apparently he sprained his knee against the Raiders on Saturday.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, Mac Jones, you're on ice now. And, oh, who's that coming in? It's our old friend, Nate Sudfeld. Now he's showing up to camp to battle for the number three spot, which, you know, I guess it's either that or Carter Bradley.
So it's Carter Bradley and Nate Sudfeld v. Trey Lance this weekend. That's what we're going to be watching.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Yay.
Oh, that's preseason football. And this is, at this point, why do we even have preseason football anymore? I get, yes, there's a whole, like, the guys at the back of the roster need to figure out where they're going to go, blah, blah, blah. And but, like, you can't use that. You can't use practice time for that. It's the whole concept of preseason football. I just feel like every single year becomes more and more pointless to at least watch. I'm sure, again, there's football reasons to have it, but it's just, why even care about preseason
in any case, other than
the fact that it's the sign that football's arriving.
I'm going to cape up for preseason football here because you know what? For me, it's preseason for my brain to adjust to football again because I haven't watched it in so long.
Got to get back in football-watching shape.
I'm not. Thank you. My brain needs to. It's working out.
So you got the chips and the dip there. You go for the dip and you just miss it completely. It's like, oh, well, it's preseason for
and
me,
that's
too.
That's right. I'm going the jalapeno artichoke dip. It is fire. Go to Trader Joe's to get some. Yes. My brain needs to recalibrate for football season because I'm going to get college, then I'm going to get the pro game. Give me some preseason. Give me some Hall of Fame games, Sam. It gets the juices flowing in the big brain over here in Spadone's Dome, all right? Spadomi, and that's where we get to go, all right?
Four on that one.
Thank you. Like, but seriously, like that for me, it does help me get back into the swing of things, and it's easy just to watch. And also, I'm a sucker for exhibition sports because I could take my kids to the games, and it's kind of like a low-caliber, low-stakes thing. Everyone's having a good time. There's always going to be some knuckleheads, but that's why I love Summer League. That's why I like preseason. I will always cape up for that stuff. Now, does it actually help the team? Well, in some respects, because you need to see live tackling. Like, I do believe certain elements of the game are important to watch. Tackling, first and foremost. Taking care of the football, first and foremost. That stuff is important. Like seeing Ashton Jeanty going up against, you know, Tatum Bethune. That's a cool moment. That's a preseason thing. That's setting the tone,
well,
I think,
for a rookie like
on.
Jeanty, he needs those reps. I absolutely
agree
with
that. And for a guy that's a Tatum Bethune, that's a fringe guy right now, is trying to make a name for himself on the team, those are important. Hell, like, was it, you know, the end-all, be-all that Diamador Lenore got, you know, like, popped the way he did? It wasn't a good feeling. It was a not top-10 play for him, a top-10 play for Ashton Jeanty. But Demo Lenore, he's a guy that's going to be leaned on this year. So I think for a lot of Niner fans, they're looking at it like, oh God, I saw, you know, Tig Brown, Jair Brown get mossed. I saw Lenore get popped. Oh, I'm not feeling good about it. So there is something to be said about preseason football, setting the tone for the vibes of the season. Now, that being said, you can go 0 for whatever. It used to be 0 for 4, 0 for 3.
Well, the Raiders went 4-0 the year they went 2-14.
Well, the Lions, too. The year they didn't win a game, 0-16, they were 4-0 in the preseason.
Oh, it's even better.
It doesn't matter. Well, see, it matters for the fringe guys. Like, that's what I'll say. Like, the fringe guys, they're playing for something here. And I do appreciate that aspect of it. And Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh, those guys will notice, Sam, if, you know, there's an interception, right? And whether it's a quarterback or whether it's a running back, a lineman, are they chasing down these guys? Are they trying to go full 100%? If you're just on the fringes of the roster, are you giving it your all? When I watch this replay and I'm watching this film and we're in training camp and we're watching it as a team and I see number, I'm just going to throw it out there, number 90 or something, just jogging, taking a sweet time. Dude, you're fine for a roster spot. Like, that's when it matters, preseason for me.
So, like, I definitely don't shake any sticks at that. I agree with you on that. It's just the whole concept of the actual preseason games themselves, it feels like they're becoming more and more antiquated. And I say that because everything I've just heard from Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch over the last few years tells me that they put more value into what they get out of the practices, what they see the players do in these practices, especially in the joint practices that you see during the week. And then during the games, it's like, it's vanilla play calling. You're not seeing anything special on offense. You are seeing some blitzing from Robert Saleh on defense this year, which is kind of new, partly because we have a D coordinator who blitzes, partly because, you know, Robert Saleh wants to inject some blitzing in here to kind of fire up some of these defensive guys. But what I'm hearing from the coaches is just that, you know, the preseason games just don't have the same level of importance, I feel like, as they used to. So I kind of want to see something a little bit done a little bit differently with these preseason games. So bear with me here for a second.
Okay, I'm barren.
So back when I was in high school, we played football. We go to St. Mary's every summer for a weekend for a football camp.
The college?
Yeah, okay. St. Mary's College. And on that Sunday, we had this big old scrimmage fest. And basically what it was is we go to the football field at St. Mary's, which, if you didn't know that, St. Mary's College does have a football field.
Oh, and they used to have a football team.
Yeah, exactly, back in like the 1900s.
Our old friend, shout out National Radio Day, our old host here at the station, Rick Tittle, I believe, played there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for Rick Tittle. Man, that's a name. Actually, I've heard it.
Football, baseball, basketball, coffee. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Tittle, 95.7. Yeah.
And what we would do, though, is we go up to the football field, and on one side of the field, you know, it's, you know, the Los Lomas offense going against the whatever high school defense. And on the other side, it's the whatever high school defense against the whatever high school offense. So you have two sets of scrimmages going on each half of the field. And it's just constant like that for like 15-minute quarters or whatever. And so what I would like to see the NFL do is kind of something like that, where let's say the 49ers host like the Seahawks, the Raiders, and the Chargers for a weekend. Those three teams come to Levi Stadium, and it's just an afternoon of like two teams scrimmage on one half of the field, two teams scrimmage on the other half of the field. So you've got constant scrimmages going on between four teams. You invite fans to watch it. Everyone's going to go nuts over it because it's just raw, live practice reps that you're watching in person. You can stream it. You get to see more games, more teams playing at once. And I just feel like you're creating a practice setting that is actually kind of giving the coaches what they want in terms of getting the reps for these back end of the roster players, creating that urgency, creating that competition, just a more fun way to kind of deliver the preseason product to us that I just think is becoming more and more of a bore to watch as a consumer, as much as that matters, I guess, in the big picture.
There's a lot to be made right now about the 49ers and their injuries. You know, I'm not an Indianapolis Colts fan. I'm not a, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars fan, as I'm going random teams here. But I got to imagine the Niners right now are dealing with some of the most injuries when it comes to just in having bodies available amongst all the other NFL teams. Now, it's not a unique situation to them. Every single team deals with this. That's why Kyle Shanahan's not going to make excuses. John Lynch is not going to make excuses. That being said, I asked the question to Brian Baldinger yesterday, Sam, right here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of River Islands, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. I was just like, sooner or later, you just got to have some insurance in there. So that's why I brought it up, like, go trade for Brian Robinson Jr. if he's out there from Washington. If they're putting him out on the market to get traded for, can you really bank on Christian McCaffrey playing in all 17 games this year? I don't think I can. I would love an insurance policy. Now, is Brian Robinson going to be happy to, you know, go from a number two to a number two spot? Well, that's not how you sell it. You say, hey, Brian, like, it's going to be 1A, well, it's 1A, 1B.
If you're going alongside Christian McCaffrey, it should be a 1A, 1B. Whether Kyle Shanahan views it that way is probably kind of up in the air, so to speak. But yeah, no, that is exactly how you would phrase it, because you need someone to come in and take carries away from McCaffrey. I shouldn't say it like that, but
no, the touches need to be reduced.
You have to reduce, because he is the season.
Yes.
If you lose Christian McCaffrey, whatever grand plans that you have for the 49ers this year go flushing right down the drain, like it's flowing water plumbing and drain. Miss them as a sponsor.
Oh, look at
that. You need to give McCaffrey some help. And Jeff Wilson Jr., yes, he's played in this offense before. There's some familiarity there, but what are you really feeling like? Like, if McCaffrey goes down, are you really feeling good with Jeff Wilson Jr.? Isaac Garendo, he's got the speed. There's a lot to like there. Are you feeling good if he's your every down back? Brian Robinson Jr. at least gives you a chance to spell McCaffrey a little bit. And if McCaffrey does miss time, I'm fine with Brian Robinson Jr. kind of being the bolt guy, carries-wise, for this team over whatever options you have available right now.
Well, 888-957-9570 is the number, and I see some people that are calling in. We will get to you, I promise. By the way, I do have to mention the Valkyries falling yesterday at Ball Hall. Tough loss there.
Tough one.
They had the lead heading into the fourth. Let it slip away. Phoenix is a good team. They are 8 games now over 500, but that was a tough one that you felt like you could have had if you're the Valkyries. Again, another team that is dealing with a lot of injuries right now, obviously losing their all-star in the season, Kayla Thornton.
Yeah. They had 8 players available last night.
It was not a lot.
And
it was not.
Honestly,
they might have needed you, Sam, to come out there.
Shout out. Oh, I would have just held them back. They're way too talented for me. But, I mean, shout out to Natalie Nicasse's crew. 8 players available. They battled, and they were again, they're down 7-8 in the last minute, still fighting out towards the end. Love the energy the fans bring at the end of these games. Even when the game is out of reach, you still got the fans down at Ballhalla acting as if it's a one-point game and they're going to win it on the next possession. You love that energy to see.
I was there on Sunday night. It was the same thing. It was them against the Atlanta Dream. The Atlanta Dream pulled away late, similar to this game, and it was probably like a 20-point lead with a couple minutes to go, and no one was leaving. Everyone was sticking around and staying. And then as soon as the game was over, merch lines packed. I'm saying, man, the Valkyries, whoever designed the whole merch, the color coordination,
oh, I love the colors,
whatever, it's hitting, male and female. Everyone's all in on the Valkyries merch right now.
Yeah,
and Raymond Ritter, if you're listening, and Valkyries PR people, if you guys want to, you know,
hook your boys up,
hook us up over here. I will gladly rock them right here on the YouTube channel every single day, Monday through Friday. You know,
I'll wear it on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on Saturdays.
I will rock it every single day, the lavender and black, baby.
It's a great combo.
Lavender, underrated color. I'm just going to say that.
Really quick before we hit the break here, Spadoni, the most important thing, though, from last night's Valkyries game is at the end of the day, they're still in playoff position. They still hold the 7th spot in the WNBA standings, top 8 advance, half game up on the Seattle Storm for 8, game and a half up on the LA Sparks, who are in 9th. So the playoff cushion is still there. The push is still on, and I think they're going to do it, Spadoni. I think they're going to be the first WNBA expansion team to punch their ticket to the big dance.
We know that there's 3 teams right now that are done. They're cooked. Chicago Sky, I should say, Connecticut Sun, and the Dallas Wings. They're out. They're not doing anything. Everyone else, it's up for grabs right now. Whether it's the Sparks, the Storm, the Valkyries.
Mystics hanging around.
The Mystic, they're all jockeying for position right now in a tough Western and Eastern Conference there in the WNBA. And again, we are your home for Valkyries basketball, as well as Golden State basketball. And as we know about Golden State basketball, the Kuminga crisis never dies. And it just won't. It won't dissipate. It won't go away. And we're going to be dealing with that, I believe, for the next, I don't know how many months.
Kuminga crisis!
I guess there's a player. There is Jonathan Mingo. There's an NFL player that plays for the Dallas Cowboys named Jonathan Mingo. So I like to think that our guy, I think that was Big Smooth, he gets the names mixed up. Jonathan Kuminga and Jonathan Mingo. Jonathan Kuminga.
I think it's Tim from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Was that Tim that did that one?
Yeah.
It's one, whoever's the Kuminga defenders out there. Tim is definitely one of them. I heard him going at Evan Giddings the other day in a major way. He was coming down E-Dogs Road.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Thank you. By the way, we have a very cool guest joining us in studio today at 9:30. Catherine Breed is attempting, get this, to swim the entire Pacific coastline here in the United States.
Wow.
That's 900 plus miles, folks. 900 miles.
I think I can swim like 900 feet.
No, I can't swim at all. I'm going to chill in the jacuzzi with a jet right on my back. All right? That's what I'm doing.
Shout out to Jets.
That is incredible. Why is she doing that? Why? Well, we'll ask her why, and she'll be in studio 9:30 again. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop. Speaking of which, she might swim to River Islands. I don't even know if that's a thing. Could she swim around there? How about that? Catherine Breed, 9:30. Get to know her. We will do that. And that's what's coming up with the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a high drive deep into right center field. It is out of here. The Giants have done it again.
What's up, Roasters? It's Sam from Laughing Monk Brewing, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with my guys, Bodoni and Shasky. Shasky, stop picking the lobster out of the linguine.
I don't know if he's doing that right now. It is Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky, and shout out Laughing Monk and our guy Sam Didieri.
I do not pick my lobster out of my linguine.
No, yeah, I'm going to shout out Sam Lubman because last time we had the Doobie Awards there at Laughing Monk last year, and of course I was the technical producer at that time for the show, so I had to stay here. I don't get to go to the events when you're the technical producer because I got to make sure things are going well and swimmingly over here. But you know,
someone's got to keep us on the air.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? You know how great of a teammate Sam Lubman is?
How great of a teammate.
He was there at the Doobie Awards at Laughing Monk, and they catered, and they had the lobster linguine, they had the prime rib, they had everything there, they had potato, they had whatever you could think of there, food-wise. And Sam, to his credit, knew Spadone was going to be hungry later on.
Now, he always is hungry.
He had the Christmas spirit. It was in December, and what did he do? He packed up all that food and said, "Here, Spadone,
I got this for you."
Oh, I cared, because he fed not only me, he fed young Benjamin and Noor that night, because they also loved themselves some lobster linguine.
See, I'm not going to stiff you on any prime rib. You know, who does that? No, I'm not going to be that guy.
You gave me a lot, actually. You gave me four thick slices.
Oh, I purposely loaded up, you know.
Sam Lubman gave me a thick one that day, for sure.
Oh, right.
That's Nick in Berkeley wants to join the conversation.
That's the phrase to use.
888-957-9570 is the number. We were talking real quick, because I do want to get into the Giants. And something Rob Manfred said the other day in particular, and when it comes to Major League Baseball and realignment and adding teams, there is something to be talked about there and discussed, because I feel like we've been tiptoeing around this topic for a long time. And there's actually, when the commissioner talks about it and discusses it on a national forum, I think that holds some weight. So we're going to get into that at some point as well. But Nick is in Berkeley and wants to join in this conversation in regards to the 49ers and the bodies and preseason and the injuries. And Nick in Berkeley was at the Doobie Awards last year. What's up, Nick?
That he was.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, the spread of the Doobie Awards, man, epic. All time, man. It was just, everything was great, man. I thank you, guys. But, hey, so, like, when you're a little kid and you're playing sports, man, and you idolize these players, man, like Olympians, basketball players, you just like in some sports you don't even play, but just like idolizing them, and like you run around the house pretending they're them. Like one time I pretended I was Earl Campbell and I flew over my couch and busted out my mom's huge window and she was heated. But let me tell you something, when these guys are out there, man, and they're battling for a spot, it may be the last time they step on the field, man. It may be the only chance that they get. They might get picked up by the tryout for another team or make the practice team. Even the guys in the practice team, man, they're chasing their dream. You know what I mean? The pyramid is very small at the top, man. And these guys are elite athletes. And just one little injury, one misstep, one bad play where the guy burns you, it's your career, man, right there. You know what I mean? It's so cold and cutthroat, but they've worked their whole lives for this. And I'm always looking in the preseason for that one guy that will come up and then eventually become a star, like he just walks on as a free agent. You know what I mean? That's what I always look for.
Yo,
in the preseason,
Nick,
man, that one diamond in the rough.
Nick, when you say that, then, well, now I'm curious. Is there anyone this training camp who has caught your eye as that next guy who's rising up, who's going to be an asset for this team? Who has been that for you so far in this preseason, if there is anyone?
Well, I mean, the offensive line has been decrepit, so I can't really say any of the running backs. That one running back, man, that short dude from Oregon, I guess, or whatever.
Jordan James?
The youngster we got. Yeah, exactly. He had a few nice runs, and his flashes are brilliant. So, you know, still we don't have the whole line in there. But apparently, man, he's kind of like from what I heard, you know, reading about him and stuff, he runs kind of gorish, you know what I mean? I don't want to compare him to Frank Gore just yet, but man, it's always good to have a little guy in there slashing, you know what I mean? But I'm like, yep. If the line doesn't hold up, we're in trouble. This is the problem with Shanahan. He always downplays the offensive line. As we know, Purdy's been getting smashed. He took some hard hits every season he's been in there, man. He's been smashed in some games and got him kind of like, whoa. You know what I mean? We don't need him hurt. We can't have him hurt. We got to have him on his feet, man. Keep him upright at all costs. Shanahan's going to have to really mix it up, man, and do things like very unconventional for him to do because these other coaches, because Shanahan stays in his little pattern, they're going to be on us, man. We got to do weird stuff, man. So I'm just saying, like, I hope he has some new plays drawn up.
Thanks, Nick and Berkeley. I think you meant Corey Kiner because Jordan James you haven't seen anything of because he's dealing with a broken finger, but Corey Kiner obviously getting hurt in the last preseason game against the
other,
Raiders.
And you got the injured running backs.
I mean, you
mixed
could
up.
Just pick one. There is every single person behind Christian McCaffrey. And by the way, there is a big question mark on Christian McCaffrey, and whether or not he can stay healthy going forward here. CMC, it's the biggest question mark. Maybe
who doesn't have a question mark on the Niners right now?
George Kittle,
Fred Warner.
Yeah, Nick Bosa. I don't have any question marks around.
Are there question marks on Nick Bosa?
No.
Are we certain that we know what Bosa's shown up this year?
Well, has he been bad the last couple of years? You're acting like he's been a scrub.
I mean, he hasn't. I think he's not lived up to expectations that some Niner fans have for him.
What's the expectations for Nick Bosa? He's been a top five defensive end.
Am I bad if I want to see kind of 2023 level Nick Bosa? Or 2022
level
Nick
Bosa? I mean,
that'd
be great. I would love to see that too. But acting like
he's one of the top five D linemen in the league. Like, you know, all I hear is how he needs help, and then he needs the help that other great edge rushers don't need. It's
all right. Give me the names you're taking before Nick Bosa right now. How many are you taking?
Oh, let's see. There's probably T.J. Watt.
Sure. Okay, T.J. Watt.
There.
That's fine.
Let me see how many I can name off the top of my head.
There's
here.
One T.J. Watt. Sket that da-da, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sailing at this one.
Miles Garrett,
Miles
maybe.
Garrett, yeah, probably taking him up there.
Okay.
Probably taking Max Crosby now.
That's fine. Tomato, tomato, it's fine.
Is Trey Max Hendrickson? I'm probably putting him in there as well.
Trey Hendrickson, interesting. He's a little older.
I'll probably put Bosa number five.
Okay, there you go. You didn't take Micah Parsons there. He obviously wants a new contract.
I think of him more of a linebacker than an edge.
That's fine. I just think of a pass rusher. I don't even like going edge or linebacker.
Splitting hairs there, yeah.
Who's trying to get the quarterback? I'd put Micah in that conversation. But as you just learned, Nick Bosa is still part of the best.
Yeah, he's
best.
Still okay.
But I hear you that there are Niner fans that want more of him.
Yeah.
And if Bosa has a DPOY type of season, I do think the Niners will have won the division or at least be a playoff team if we're talking DPOY Nick Bosa. That would tremendously help the rest of the D-line, which quite frankly, that would tell me a Mykel Williams or someone else is stepping up if he's a DPOY guy. Because last time Bosa won DPOY, he did have help around him.
If it's either Bryce Huff or if it's Mykel Williams,
there you go.
Maybe CJ West impresses. I mean, again, we got some interesting talent there with Kalia Davis. He seems to be having a good camp. Was there anyone, Nick said, you know, he said Jordan James, he meant Corey Kiner. Is there someone who's been low on the Niners depth chart in training camp that's kind of been like, ooh, that guy's kind of interesting?
Well, I guess Chase Lucas is that guy everyone's all hyped up about.
That's
but again, it's a fun name to say. The Upton Stouts of the world. These are just fun names. I just like us. Like, who?
I thought you said Lucas is a fun name.
No. Fight on. Lucas Alexander. No, Chase VP Lucas. Nickelback. But again, these are guys making names for themselves in the preseason. Let's see if they could actually do it week one. If they're going to be around week one. This is something to be said about this Niners team, Sam. We've been talking about it these last couple weeks. Preseason matters for this team because outside of Fred Warner, Lenore, and Nick Bosa, it's up for grabs. I don't know. Like these guys are legit playing for starting rotation spots right now. So we can all sit here and talk about preseason not mattering. No. For this particular team, it matters. Maybe it doesn't matter for, I don't know, a Philadelphia Eagles squad that knows who their starters are going to be pretty much all over the board, right? But even a team like that, they're probably thin at a position, right? Whether it's backup in their secondary. Like, every single team has different weaknesses and different strengths. Spoiler alert. The Niners have a lot of weaknesses right now when it comes to depth all across their roster. That's their biggest hole in their game, is depth. That's why I need to see Mykel Williams this week. And speaking of Mykel Williams, Kyle Shanahan spoke about it yesterday. We'll get into what he said on the other side. But in the meantime, I was getting to it, Carter. I was getting to it. It's time. Just put it in bed. You know what? Next time, just pot it up and they'll tell me to shut up, Joe, and get to the read. Because it is time for the Golden State Valkyries Strongest Player of the Game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health. And the shorthanded Valkyries only had 8 players available to go last night against the Phoenix Mercury and were not, unfortunately, able to secure a win, falling 98-91. But Veronica Burton, she could put the team on her back at times with 24 points and 14 assists, including this acrobatic play in the second.
Thomas trying to post up to Juana Bonner, and it's ripped away by Veronica Burton. Good help defense from V. Martin across the timeline for the Valkyries. 55 seconds go, first half. Burton driving on Whitcomb. Banks it off the glass. And an acrobatic finish for Veronica Burton makes it 54-46.
I love Kevin Dan on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Notice how he's so tight with her. He's like, good move from V for Veronica. Love that. Not for Vendetta. And that was the strongest player in the game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health. And on the other side, we're going to hear from Kyle Shanahan on the injuries. Is Mykel Williams close to returning? And we'll discuss all things Niners, plus expansion and realignment in Major League Baseball. Are we in? Are we out? And what could it look like? Rob Manfred touched on that. I want to get the Orange and Black Weekend Rap host's thoughts. Sam Lubman across from me, who's filling in for Joe Shasky today. We'll get into that. By the way, Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Fugazi, Fugazi, whatever you want to call it, Deruzzi is a Razi.
This is Big Pun from South City, and you know I'm tuned in to the Morning Roast with my guy, Joe Spadoni, and Butcher Boy Shasky on 95.7, The Game.
Great to be on with the two Joes.
Thank you, John Bosa, father of Nick and Joey right there, and thank you to Big Pun, who I believe is on the European Extravaganza, one of our loyal listeners, so shout out Big Pun. I'm sure he's listening via the Odyssey app. Or
Big Pun in Europe. That's a combo I would like to. That sounds like a movie from 2003.
Eurotrip, still a classic.
Oh,
that movie. I think it's on Netflix right now. By the way, it is National Radio Day, so happy National Radio Day.
Shout out the radio.
If you're still listening the old-fashioned way in the car right now, text in, call in, of course, do it.
Who's listening on like a boombox out there?
You just said boombox, and I'm sure the next generation...
Who knows what a boombox is?
Exactly.
The YouTube poll? Do you know what a boombox is?
There you go, and you can hold it on your shoulder if you need to, right? 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, and Sam Lubman, that's the voice you hear. He is filling in for Joe Shasky today. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And by the way, I mentioned it later on today in studio, 9:30, 9 o'clock hour. Catherine Breed is going to be joining us here. And you might be wondering, who's Catherine Breed? Who is that? I don't think I've heard of London Breed, former mayor of San Francisco. Who's Catherine Breed? Well, she swam collegiately at Cal Berkeley, so you know she's legit there, D1 product, all right?
But Berkeley loves producing those swimmers.
She's also known for doing marathon swimming. And what's a marathon swimming? Well, it's not just doing like, you know, the Michael Phelps, going like the butterflies, doing the little 50, 100, all this. No. This is miles after miles after miles, and not just in a pool. Like, she swam the English Channel. She swam Lake Tahoe end to end, north to south. She swam Monterey Bay, probably from Santa Cruz back. Like, she's done it all. And you know what she's trying to do now?
That's really incredible,
It's insane. She's done a 28-mile journey just from San Francisco to Half Moon Bay alone.
See, that's just like, so like, I before you kind of get into more of this, obviously.
That's just the tease.
Yeah, that's the tease again. I'm thinking about just the swimming and stuff that she's done here. Like, I can swim. Like, I don't sink when I get in the water.
That's
but
good.
Like, yeah, I can go to the pool and back and whatnot. But like, I do the shows on Saturday with Dan Devone, who is a member of the Dolphin Club here in San Francisco, and they're big on swimming. And, you know, he'll always do shows with me. I'm like, so Dan, what are you doing after the show? Oh, you know, I'm going to go probably do a quick swim. And he does like a quick, you know, 2-mile swim or whatever. That's quick for him. And I'm texting him about this. I'm like, yeah, what's the longest swim you've done? He's like, yeah, just about 3 miles. Just 3 miles is it. That's nothing. Which, of course, compared to what Catherine is doing is nothing. But like, 3 miles is nuts to me. And so what she's doing is just beyond insane and incredible and impressive. And Spadoni, again, I'm setting you up to explain what exactly is she is doing.
Oh, well, and it's going to be incredibly cold, too, because I don't know if you've been to the ocean right around here in these parts.
Oh, especially here.
It's very chilly. But she's going to be participating in a 900-plus-mile swim from
900
Mexico
900
the coast of Mexico all the way to Oregon. Are you kidding me? 900
I think she's
miles.
Doing it the other way around.
Well,
she's starting from north to south.
It's fine, exactly. Yeah, because the currents, we understand that. But it's what it's spanning.
Yes.
From Oregon.
Well, I'd say the
to
direction
Mexico.
She's going. She's starting at the
we'll
north.
We'll ask her, Sam. All right, yeah. And she's going to tell us all about it in the 9 o'clock hour. And it's to raise awareness for the Sea Dreamers, a nonprofit that opens doors for women in ocean-based activities to accomplish big goals. Join a network of empowered individuals and educate on ocean conservation. So she's doing it for a good cause. We'll be talking to Catherine Breed in the 9 o'clock hour. We actually asked Baldy, Brian Baldinger, about this yesterday. You know, feats of strength like that you could do or you could call upon, and it could be anything, right? It could be a feat of strength or just a feat that you think is impressive, because not everyone, you know, is, you know, Mr. Swimmer or Mr. Runner or Mrs. Runner in this case, Ms. Runner or Swimmer. Like, some people are really good at, I don't know, playing poker. First thing Big Boss Man mentioned, he's like, you know, I want a big bet. That's my feat of strength right there. I was like, okay, sure, each their own. But I do want to ask the people at 888-957-9570 things that would impress Sam Lubman, myself, or things that you're impressed by that you were able to accomplish at some point in your life. I would love to hear it, 888-957-9570, because Baldy went to eighth grade.
Which is impressive in its own right.
This is a guy that played offensive line in the NFL, and he's saying
the most demanding positions in sports.
The most impressive thing that he felt he did, like, in his life was trying to play how many consecutive hours of basketball?
168 hours.
That's Baldy in eighth grade. That's what he goes to. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what we're talking about here. It could be any walk of in your life, any span of it. Eighth grade, you know, you're 40, 50, 30, it doesn't matter. We would love to hear it. 888-957-9570. A guy that displayed some feats of strength, though, yesterday, Sam, I know you wanted to get to it before we dive back
kind
into the Niners.
Kind of buried the lead in the last segment.
Jung-Hoo Lee, the floor is yours. Origin Black weekend rap host, Sam Lubman. He wants to talk about one player for the Giants in particular. I'm going to give him the floor here. Don't make it too long, Sam, but the floor is yours.
Oh, no, I mean, anytime Jung-Hoo Lee hits a home run, which hasn't happened in, like, forever, we got to play the Jung-Hoo Lee song.
It's a great song. It really is. We haven't heard it enough. I don't think they're playing it in San Diego, though.
No, probably not.
Lee Jung-Hoo.
Anyway, yeah, it's been so long since you've had a Jung-Hoo Lee home run, and great to see that happen. And Jung-Hoo Lee hitting .302 since the All-Star break, quietly figuring out at the plate, maybe. Been the Giants' best hitter since the All-Star break.
Oh, I thought he was a scrub and he needed to be cut.
Listen, I don't know what Jung-Hoo Lee is long-term. Clearly, this is his rookie year, like 2.0, and it would have been great if he could have gone through all this last year. I don't know what he is. I like that he's in the leadoff spot. I want to keep him in the leadoff spot going forward, just to see if he can handle it. But, you know, as far as kind of what his long-term future is he going to be an all-star player, a role player, a solid player? I'm still not quite sure on what he is there. But glad to see that he's hitting well, and love to see the defense come around. Jung-Hoo Lee, I like to call him Jung-Hoo Knees because of that catch on Sunday.
Not bad. Yeah. That was pretty good.
There's your Jung-Hoo Lee update
thank
there.
Thank you. As Kipe called it, the catch of the decade for Jung-Hoo Lee.
I mean, it's
up there.
I can't think of one that's better.
It was very interesting, I'll put it that way. I don't know if it needed to be that difficult, but you know what? You get the style points for it, and he did that.
Call
and
it Lee-diculous.
It was. You know what's Lee-diculous right now? It's all these injuries for the 49ers, Sam. It's driving me insane.
Crushing the mood.
Because, no, but honestly, like, I would just like to talk about this team like, if they were healthy. Because I hate having that creep in the back of my mind. I hate being that fan or just being able to talk about a team and say, yeah, but the injuries. Because it does feel like such a weak excuse.
But
it's a reality for this team right now. So when I see guys like Dominic Pooney getting hurt in a preseason game and having a PCL injury, and he could be potentially missing week one, that sucks for an O-line that, again, stop me if you've heard this before, has a lot of question marks around it outside of Trent Williams, who even in his own right has some question marks.
Is his own question mark.
Speaking of, and I teased it all throughout this morning, here is Kyle Shanahan speaking to the media yesterday on some updates around the injury front for the 49ers.
Mac Jones sprained his knee in the game. He'll miss this week. Dominic Pooney, just updated, is a knee sprain. He's going to be out for a few weeks. And Patrick Taylor, who I think you guys saw go on IR, but he needs surgery for his shoulder because he ended up having a fracture in there.
Oh, no! Brutal. Just absolutely brutal on all fronts right there. And that sucks for Patrick Taylor, a guy that, you know, had he stayed healthy, you never know. Again, anyone, whoever's healthy at the running back position come week one, is probably going to play. And Jeff Wilson Jr. is the number two right now. And he's like the only healthy guy outside of Christian McCaffrey, who they are keeping in a tight tight bubble wrap at the moment.
Do not risk it with him right now with how tenuous the running back situation is. Some good news, I guess, on the running back situation, and this is per the injury list that Matt Maiocco put out earlier this week, is that Isaac Garendo is expected to be on track to return for week one, so that will add a little bit of depth to that running back room. But yeah, it is. It just feels so much like it's Christian McCaffrey or bust right now at the running back position. And Spadone, you mentioned the injuries there, and it's just you. This Niners roster, when you look at it healthy, because I like how you said it, I want to talk about this team as if they were healthy, because I do feel like if this team was fully healthy, which is again very hard to do in the NFL, this isn't a bold statement. You would feel so much better about what is possible this season for the 49ers. It's just starting with the offensive line, knowing how important Dominic Puni is to that interior protection there for Brock Purdy, knowing how important Trent Williams is to keeping Brock Purdy upright. Those are your two best offensive linemen, and you're going into the season with massive question marks on both of them in terms of their availability. And this is, I believe Brock's extension officially kicks in next year, if I'm correct, right?
I believe so, yeah. So there's still technically
have
the rookie.
A lot of money committed to this guy, and your insurance policy, so to speak, which is your offensive line, is looking tenuous at the worst possible time. It sucks because this team, we should be talking about how good they can be, and the injuries are just completely cheapening that whole ability to do that, it feels like.
Here is Kyle Shanahan yesterday, again, speaking to media, asked any concern that Puni won't be ready for week one in Seattle.
There's a concern, but I know he's got a chance to also.
Thanks. There's a concern, but there's also a chance. So again, that's peak NFL. And again, we'll have another Spadone reason why I love football later on the show today, because what are we now? It's Wednesday.
Dominic Puni might play, but he also might not
play.
Tomorrow, that really narrows it down,
yeah,
Coach.
But
thanks.
He also might not. That's pretty good. That's a former host here at the station.
Shamari Block.
Thank you. The block is always hot.
I miss Shamari.
Tomorrow will mark officially 2 weeks away from the start of the regular season in the NFL. Because Thursday Night Football. Obviously, what's the first game this year?
Eagles and Cowboys, I believe. Jerry has to watch the Eagles get their ring that he'll never get it.
Why the Cowboys? I just...
Well, my assumption is while Jalen Hurts is getting a Super Bowl ring, there'll be a cut to Jerry Jones, and you'll see a tear go down his face. And I don't know if that should make you happy.
I mean, if you wanted to do the NFC East matchup that like the majority of people cared about, it would probably would have been Washington, right? I'd much rather see Jaden Daniels versus Jalen Hurts week one. Whatever. But wait, and then the Eagles play the Chiefs in the second week? Why didn't that just be the game one? Just do the Super Bowl. What
not America's team.
Oh, my God.
It's not America, Spadone.
Okay.
Can't be shortchanging America like that.
I mean, anyways, and I do need to see the Cowboys doc because apparently it's incredible. It's on Netflix. It just got released. I think it's like the Untold Stories or whatever it is.
What team doesn't have a doc these days? It seems like every team out there has some sort of
the
documentary.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, yeah. Is that
Blake,
it? Are they
Blake
the one
Bortles.
Team?
Blake Bortles.
The Jaguars, they the one team that doesn't have a doc. It seems like the Giants, they don't have a doc
the
right
Columbus
now.
The Columbus Blue Jackets.
I'll still wait on that Columbus Blue Jackets doc, I guess. But yeah, it's every team has. There's too many docs these days. I'm not going to watch them all. It's ridiculous.
Buffalo Sabres. I'm waiting on that one still. I'm just going to keep going the
there's
names
no, there's
of
like
the teams.
Six different Red Sox docs, but there's zero Buffalo Sabres docs.
Spadone and Lubman. We're still waiting on that doc, too. 888-957-9570.
Can't do it.
I think it's more of a short.
Still waiting on Mykal Williams, too, huh, Shanahan?
Yeah, we were hoping this week. It was close, but just reported still some feelings yesterday, so we're still being safe with them. So we're still looking at him day-to-day, but definitely hoping for him by next week.
Again, that's one of the more brutal ones when you have a first-round draft pick invested in someone and you need to have... This is like the... Again, we're talking about why preseason matters for guys like this to get legit reps to go up against other opponents, whether it's a second or third string. I don't care. I need to see Mykal Williams out there. If we're counting on this guy to be the number two alongside Nick Bosa, we're talking about Bosa being a DPOY. Part of being a DPOY, though, Sam, is getting help from other people on your defense. It's not all on you. I think we like to...
Well, this
we,
is...
We like to, real quick, we like to put this narrative that it's only TJ Watt, it's only Myles Garrett, it's only Max Crosby, it's only Micah Parsons. No, they have other people there that are helping them. they have other people on the other side or in the linebacking core helping these guys. And Bosa is going to need a Mykal Williams just as much as a Mykal Williams needs a Nick Bosa. They need someone else to step up here because, as we know, it's going to be a lot of chipping. It's going to be a lot of double teaming. They're going to be forcing the young players, the rooks, if you will, to beat them if you're the opposition on offense. If you're the Seattle Seahawks in week one and you're Mike McDonald and you're game planning, right? In that offensive, I know he's a defensive guy, but if he's in the offensive room and they're game planning with the, with who is it, Clint or Clay? I always get the brothers confused.
A Kubiak.
It's a Kubiak, thank you. But they're game planning and they're saying, we are not letting Nick Bosa or Fred Warner beat us. I will let anyone else try to do that. The D winners of the world or the Mykal Williams of the world in this case. So they need him out there desperately. Desperately.
Yeah. Well, and this is kind of goes into what I was saying in the last segment about, you know, why I do have question marks on Nick Bosa. By the way, I totally forgot Aiden Hutchinson should be on that list, too, of guys I would probably take over Nick Bosa right now. But no, a big part of the reason why they got Mykal Williams because they want to offset. They basically want to take away any risk of a double team from Nick Bosa on the other side, because that's the thing. He always gets double teamed, and that kind of is what basically limits him on the edge here. And that is why I think myself and a lot of Niner fans get frustrated, is because we do see guys like Max Crosby, guys like TJ Watt, guys like Trey Hendrickson, who, you know, they don't get, they are still out all alone out there, and they're able to split these double teams. And so, yeah, that just shows like the importance of Mykal Williams cannot be understated, because you need Mykal Williams to basically put that pressure on the other side and take that protection that they would, that other teams would save for Nick Bosa, and have to deal with Mykal Williams. You know, I've seen times again, CJ West in this preseason, he's impressed me at times. There's been other times where I'm just like, man, I don't know what you're going to get there. If you could just get one of these other D linemen to truly pop this year, that's going to go a long way for Nick Bosa, which again is part of why I have questions on Nick Bosa, because he does need someone else on that D line to pop. If that doesn't happen, are we going to get another season like we had last year with Bosa, where he had the lowest number of sacks in his, since his rookie year? He's dealing with injuries. He's a health concern now. It's a lot of the Niners are very much a one thing leads to another team right now. And it's almost like a domino effect, so to speak, but in a positive way. But you don't have that first domino to fall, which is having that opposite side pass rusher on the other side of Bosa.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're talking about 49ers right now. And just, do they have the bodies to keep up this season? Players just keep going down and down and down. Every single position group, it does not matter. Hell, Mac Jones, of all people, just got hurt. Is Mac okay? Oh, I'm down, Carter. Pop me back up, please, if you can do that. One more time.
Yeah, we think he'll be back. Yeah, he should be fine for week one. We just know he can't go this week, so.
Okay, that's good. And listen, Mac Jones,
it'd be really funny if you said, like, yeah, we think he's fine, but he also might not be.
Well, that's just the Pete Coach speak again.
I want college, just every answer the rest of the year. It's like, yeah.
Reasons why I love the NFL and football is coach speak. It's the greatest thing ever.
Kyle is unfortunately very good at it.
Well, and NFL and football coaches are so different too than NBA, you know, managers in baseball, because of the seasons that those guys have. They have to be a little bit more even keel throughout. Not to say that all coaches in the NFL are going to be rah-rah or overreacting constantly, but there is, you know, 17 games only of these things. So when you have one loss, it's like a gut punch of like 3 or 4 weeks for some of these other leagues and some of these other coaches.
Good point.
And they have to wear it.
You got
to
hold on to it a lot
and get
more
over it very quickly. And Kyle Shanahan knows about some heartbreaking losses for sure. And
at least one or two.
Real quick, Sam, because we had the question yesterday, and obviously preseason week three is going to be the Chargers in town. And there's a lot to be made about the relationship between some of these coaches and players on both of these sides. Jim Harbaugh being on the other side, Trey Lance being on the other side. What did you make of the conversation we were having yesterday when we had it with Baldwin? We asked him about rather having Harbaugh or Shanahan if you were starting up an NFL franchise. And I'm talking head coach here, Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan. What would you have taken, and who would you have said?
I mean, first off, let me ask the first question there, which is just the fact that everybody was taking Harbaugh over Shanahan. I think there's a mix of again, I was in Miami during most of the Harbaugh years, so I wasn't, you know, here in the Bay Area to experience it firsthand. But there was a level of just like, just a level of fun during the Harbaugh years. There's just a tough, fun, blue-collar quality to those Niner teams that made getting behind them a very fun thing to do. And there is a toughness to those teams that I think made it very easy for 49er fans to embrace those teams. The feeling I got from, especially, you know, being around a lot of other Niner fans, was like it was almost like those Niner teams were bringing in shades of what those great Niner teams of the 80s and early 90s were like. And I think when people talk about how much they miss those Harbaugh years, it's that feeling that they got from their team that they miss. Whereas this current iteration of the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan, there's a lot of great guys to like on this team too. George Kittle, Fred Warner, very fun guys to root for. Brock Purdy, very fun guy to root for. Christian McCaffrey, a great guy to root for. But it just feels like with Harbaugh, it was like they're... What's the best way? Like, well, the way they feel, it was like there's a lot of brute force there that just kind of stopped. Where this Niners team, it's... I say finesse. I don't like that word, though, but I'm just going to say it, though, even
you
though...
You think they're blue-collar with Harbaugh, they're more white-collar with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I would say, like, they're more like... those were, like, lunch-pail teams, where this is more, like, office-setting team with this Niners team. And this is the whole, like, the rah-rah guy versus the X's and O's guy. There's more, like, a surgical football procedure with the Niners than you're looking at me like I'm weird.
I don't get why we hate Kyle Shanahan so much. I really don't
because
understand
because it's just
it.
Kind of obvious that he's
why
just not going to get there.
Why do we hate Kyle Shanahan?
Because it's just obvious he's not going to get there.
But why is that obvious? He's been to two Super Bowls.
And he's fallen apart both times.
Oh, my God. So spoiled.
The reason we're so
spoiled. Like, this guy... No, seriously. I'm going to... It's become in vogue to crush coaches all the... And I get it. I understand it's the thing we do as sports fans. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. We love to crush coaching. But I almost kind of feel like Elliot Ramos in this case, defending Kyle Shanahan. Those players love that guy.
SF Gates coming after you.
Thank you. Those players love that guy. They play hard for him.
Well, let me
so
ask
as much
you,
as we want
on,
is,
I'm gonna, let me,
we
let me.
Poo-poo Kyle Shanahan like he's some scrubbini out here, like he is Bob Melvin with the Giants, when in reality, he's been one of the most successful coaches in all of professional American sports.
Well, I think there comes a point where you want the guy to get over the hump, and when you get to a point where you feel like he can't get over the hump, you get this, what are we doing here feeling. You are an A's fan. You experienced the Bob Melvin years.
I'm an MLB fan. I used to be. I'm a Rob Lowe cap on. I'm a fan of Major League Baseball.
Well, there was once a time in your life, Joseph Spadoni, when you called yourself a green and gold bleeding A's fan, and for 9 years you watched Bob Melvin take your favorite baseball team to 6 playoff appearances, and yet at the end of it, A's fans were, there you go.
Choke.
There you go. You're making the choke noise. And then you were done with Bob Melvin. You're like, you know what? I've seen enough here. Let's pivot off this guy. Bring in someone new. Is it crazy to say that there are a segment of Niner fans, like TC and Sack, who think just, you know what? I've seen the ceiling on Kyle Shanahan. The ceiling is not a Lombardi trophy. What is the goal in the NFL for all football teams, Joe Spadoni? Every year
it's
they
to
call...
win the Lombardi, Sam.
Oh, but if you're not going to do that with Kyle Shanahan, then why?
The
what
Bob
are we doing
Melvin
here?
Comparison falls on deaf ears because Bob Melvin never won a damn thing in the playoffs with the A's. Not a single series.
But it's the whole concept
of the COVID series, you're having
the success, yeah. You're getting to the playoffs, which you want, you're getting to the places that you want, but you're not finishing the job. That is where the frustration of Kyle Shanahan comes in. There is a job that needs to be finished. It's not being finished. The blame is on Shanahan for not finishing the job since this is his whole team. And then when you keep falling short, eventually it's just like, you know what? This isn't working. That is why Niner fans get frustrated with Kyle Shanahan. And that is why I think that they gravitated towards Jim Harbaugh yesterday. And they only remember the good times. Right now, you're too angry with Kyle Shanahan for Niner fans to not want to pick Harbaugh over Shanahan.
If the stock is at an all-time low within the last 5-6 years on Kyle Shanahan, I'm buying all of it. Who else is buying stock in Kyle Shanahan? If I'm the only one, that's fine. I will die on this hill. I will take him outside of maybe two other coaches in the NFL. The amount of people that are taking Jim Harbaugh over Shanahan yesterday, are you kidding me? I'm not buying it. 888-957-9570. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.